This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, this is For a Better Life. I'm Bita and I have the honor to be at your service in this program. As you know, to hear, we were talking about this challenge of adolescence, its difficulties, problems, and we talked about so many episodes like the turmoils, how to control anger, rethinking, reflection, intellect, wisdom, faith, and so many categories of things that we have to go through each of them and, seek for more knowledge, seek for more methods, more things on every domain in order to have a better life and in order to be a better person, a better version of yourself. In this episode specifically, we're going to talk about cause of emotions. In the last part, we talked about these bad and good forms of emotions. And I told you that every emotion in its pure nature isn't good or bad. And it is something that Allah Almighty put in your nature to feel like jealous, to feel angry, to feel this, to feel that, okay? So it's something bad. And the thing that will make it worse, will make it bad, is the consequences that every emotion has, and not controlling actually it, will lead to a big disaster. Let us examine from where these emotions, both positive and negative, crop up and what is their source. If incidents are viewed with wisdom and intellect, positive results would come to the fore. And if they are viewed without wisdom and intellect, they will bring negative outcomes. This is a kind of mere fact. And a basic one, for sure. The essence is to see how the youth views these occurrences. This is the very foundation of decision-making, how the pros and cons are weighed. Approaching these very incidents give rise to sentiments. Viewing these incidents negatively and with distrustful attitude would leave a negative impact on our feelings and a detrimental blow to our sentiments. This will result in restlessness, irate behavior on our part, losing interest in our work, and irrational behavior. If these incidents are viewed with a positive frame of mind and the roots and cause are investigated, they will leave a positive impact on us. We would then staff off with positive energy, zeal, and shoulder our responsibilities in the best possible manner. Thus, our approach would be based on justice, moderation, and intellect. So, our intellect is something that have to be developed. Let's keep it here, go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your
love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is For a Better Life. We were talking about these colors of emotions, the good and bad emotions, and their positive and negative effects on us. As I told you, the approach that we have towards all these emotions, whether these are bad emotions or good emotions, which, as I told you, there is no bad or good in the true nature of these emotions. The thing that will make these emotions bad or good is the consequences of these emotions, is the way, is the approach that we have towards these emotions, not these emotions themselves. So, as you know, the reflection based on intellect is the basis of moderation in sentiments. True human values preserved and one obtains the privilege of living an honorable life. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, says, positive thoughts lead to a calm heart and are the safety of religion. So here you can see again the importance of having positive thoughts and the way you approach your reflection, the art of reflecting that we talked it several times in several programs, and all of these just show us the importance and the emphasis on this art that we have to practice every day, every moment, and towards any difficulty and any challenge in our life. The more powerful and active the intellect of a person, the more positive his thinking will be. So, and also we have this quote from Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Positive thinking is in proportion to one's intellect. Following factors lead to an intellect approach and thinking. So I'm going to just name some factors which lead to an intellect approach and thinking. Number one, reasoning should be based on facts and not on rumors. This is really important. We are living in a world full of information, full of knowledge, full of everything. And to find the true way, the right approach towards all this information, especially in social media, is exactly the key to reasoning. Number two, clearly define one's aim and purpose. You know, this feeling of emptiness, this feeling of lack of hope, lack of goal, lack of purpose is killing us. So you have to put your effort on this special part of your life. You have to find your goal, and you have to keep that important fact in your mind that this is not all about here. This is not all about a materialistic short life we live in this world. It's all about afterlife. It's all about the consequences we face, about all the things that we did in this life. Number three, decision should be based on patience, forbearance, and courage. We are a generation of being fast. We just are like, oh, I'm going to make decisions rapidly. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And this is not true. We have to spend time on making decision process. As I told you, it's a process. Don't just manipulate it. Number four, distrustful thinking should be avoided. One should gather facts and consult others before deciding. Okay, we're living in a world of individualism. We think like we are enough, our knowledge is enough, our experience is enough, but it's not. Don't forget consulting with other people. Okay, just I think we better go for a short break before I make you more tired. Stay tuned. Hello. As you know, we were talking about these kind of actually factors that lead to an intellect approach and thinking. And the last one which we talked about was this important fact that this distrustful thinking should be avoided and you have to consult others before deciding. The fifth point that I'm going to share with you is that decisions shouldn't be based on sentiments and haste. Unfortunately, in this modern world, we are paying too much credit to emotions, to sentiments, rather than reasoning and intellect, which is for sure one of the consequences of technology and social medias. So you have to keep that in mind. You shouldn't pay too much credit to your emotions and feelings because they are not right all the time. The sixth one is incidents should be viewed factually and without internal conflicts. Yeah, it's all clear. I'm not going to give you any further explanation on that. Let's go for the seventh one. Develop an expertise in solving issues by using intellect, wisdom, and after consulting others. I'm going to share the rest factors with you in the next episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of pine.